Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, sir.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Sister Drew, you got it today, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he has some, yeah, I do.
Well,
yes,
Sister Drew, what we're going to talk about today is that it's very amazing what the kind of study that we is going to do is because we're going to study with Ashkenazer. Ashkenazer is the son of Gomer. And Gomer was the first son of Japhet. This is the history of the northern hemisphere of the people that lived in the isles of the Gentiles. This is their history. Ashkenazer, as we speak right now, his cousins, which is Magog, Gog, Tubal, Tyre, and the children of Japhet, They are cousins with Ashkenazah. Ashkenazah, who these cousins call Jews in this language. So we know what we're dealing with. Call Jews, Ashkenazah, call him a Goheen. That's his nickname in their language. You see, it says, by the eyes of the Gentiles divided in their land, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. This is Genesis, the 10th chapter, in the 5th verse. It says this about what we studied in the history of, what Ashkenazah wrote about his cousins. We see in the history that Ashkenazah, all of his cousins are called the Germanic race of people, but not Ashkenazah. This is when we study their history, we find this out, that the Germanic race of people is who they say is a subhuman being. Now, let's look at this. We're going to tell the story that what my great-great-grandpa, which was an Ashkenazi Jew, my mama's grandfather, my mama's daddy's daddy, was an Ashkenazi Jew. And he helped raise me. I worked for him before he died in a little town called Crockett, Texas. My great-great-grandfather on my daddy's side was a full-blood Crow. He lived to be 120 years old. He died when I'm a freshman in high school. Taught by him. I was taught by five minds of people that I was taught by. And that's why we can tell this history. The most important part of history, of knowing the truth, is you first had to study with the Jews. What do the Jews have wrote down in documentation about what happened in that northern hemisphere that created a subhuman being? I find it very amazing that this history is found in the 1881 King James Version of the Bible. If you know how to break it down, it's wrote in codes. It's wrote in codes because it was given in a secret society that it would take many years to break that code. You would have to have the mind to study with the Jews first before you study with any other nation or people, and then you had to realize who you were. We are a nation of people that don't know a damn thing about our language, about nothing, about our history. Our history is somebody else. So what we have to find out is what somebody else done wrote about their history, because we was bondsmen, ex-slaves. Your mind had to realize that this was how we was raised in a place called America. According to Ashkenazah, his cousins lost the pigmentation of their skin, and the story starts in the 6th chapter of Genesis. They say, I'll quote to you what the story is saying, where you will understand it a little bit better when you read it. It's all there in the Bible in black and white, the whole story. It's just that nobody has never told the story. But we telling the story. It tells you that some gods came out of the sky and made it with the human being that was down here on earth. The war that they fought was fought in the northern hemisphere. The people that they fought the war with came from Mars. They was Martian. They was, the way they described them, they described them as reptilians. We got plenty statues to prove that this is how it actually happened. See, nobody that's down here on Earth is an inhabitant of Earth. Everybody come from another place and came here to mine minerals on Earth. This was the only place in the galaxy, which is in the 12th galaxy. We come from the 19th galaxy. This is in the 12th galaxy that you could, they came to mine minerals, this place here, and the atmosphere on Earth jive with all the nations that was aliens. You didn't have to worry about the atmosphere. And once you bred it into that, was put down here and started breeding, then you would automatically become adapted to this atmosphere of living on a place called Earth, which they didn't call it Earth. It's Earth in this language. We have to call it what it is in this language. Some words that we have to go back and translate it back into the original language, which is called Hebrew in this day and time, which is called a Yala Kwadash in the secret societies. But if you were Esso, they taught you that it was Hebrew. So if you take the vowels out of Hebrew, we get the original language. They was, Ashkenazi was very smart in hiding information from the subhuman. See, Ashkenazi, we started the beginning, how they say this story started, is that Ashkenazi was living with the Cushites. Japheth, all of Japheth's children was living in Babylon, but they was in the religion called voodoo. And Nimrod ran them out of Babylon for practicing this religion because it was so wicked. Now, we have the history on Nimrod. Nimrod was classified as the most wickedest king, but yet still he ran these tribes, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, all of these people, into the Caucasus Mountains, which they call the land of the demons. And it's no warden that sits in the northern hemisphere in Masonic knowledge. Everything is Masonic. Everything I'm telling you right now is here in the Masonic Lodge, which is called a secret society. You don't get this now unless you initiate or understand how they operate. When this happened, this took them down. The Bible called them the Nephilim. You can look that word up, Nephilim, in the 6th, when they came down and mixed their seed, the Martian mixed his seed with Japheth's children. When he did that, the child that was born lost his pigmentation and went all the way down to the condition of a Neanderthal. That's what they call them in today's society in language, which was a Neanderthal. it created giants. They told you they had giants and dwarfs and elves, all kinds of deformed people came out of breeding with the Martians. This is what the Jews said to them. Now, this you have to understand that these Jews right here that's telling that story about them, they Sephardic Jews. They was first Sephardic, then they became Sephardic and Ashkenazi. When they became Ashkenazi, they became half-breed. They had the germ that was put into their seed by mixing their seed with a reptilian, which was a Martian, which they named him a reptilian, who was a serpent. That's the reason you had to understand that following the history of these people, the first greatest cult they had was called the serpent culture, the snake. That's they call them the Opadike, the snake people. These was the reptilians. These are the people that Nimrod had ran out of Babylon from practicing a weird religion, as he called it, and went into the Caucasus Mountain. And when they came into the Caucasus Mountain, when they got, according to the Jews, when they mixed their seed with these people, they started evolving into something else, and they went from Neanderthal. They said that they was, it was, it took from 50,000 BC to 3500 BC, they was Neanderthal men. And they kept breeding and breeding and breeding and breeding. And then 3,500 year, in the 3,500 year, they became what is known as the reindeer man. And they start making implements and living in cave pictures. This is what they say about, this is what Ashkenazi say about these people, these which is called a subhuman being. And then it says that they came down to the 1500, which was the age of painting pebbles, is what the existing race came into and become mankind. Neolithic age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, to the modern condition of, it brings it up, this chart brings it up to 1970, of the existing people that were subhuman beings. You had to realize that two-thirds of the earth is human beings, I mean, that's people of color, that's people that has melanin in their skin. One-third of the earth is the subhuman being. These are the people that came out of the Caucasus Mountain. This is a Germanic race of people. Over here, we don't call them Germanics. We call them white boys, peckerwoods, and all kinds of names, nicknames that we have named them. The people that we're doing the history, wrote their history, call them Goheens and call them devil worshipers and Satan. Their religion, everything attached to them is attached to this old religion called voodoo. If you would notice something, if you study voodoo, voodoo got Christianity in it up to max. And you had to know who Magog and Gog and Tubal was in 2021. So you're dealing with the descendants of the people that is known as Russia, Germany, Great Britain, America. The American, which one of these tribes each one of these people are made up of, then you can see that the Americans tribe is the Anglo-Saxons, which was the Anglo-Saxons and Jutes that lived in this part of England, which was called Angeland, that migrated over here. And you can see what year that they came over here was when they shipped them over here out of into the prisons. See, studying this knowledge, studying esoteric knowledge is in a chronological order. The way these Jews wrote this history about these people was in a chronological order, using the five W's and the one H. If you do that, you don't make no mistake. And the most important part is the language, because the language that we speak is the language of the ancient Serpent Lodge. When we study the history of this language, we see that this language for 350 years was forbidden to use when William Shakespeare brought it back out into a secret society that was up in England at that time, that of aristocrats, that they said it was this way of school of thoughts was the way of life for them. And the Roman Catholic Church condemned this language that we speak, that's read from left to right and not right to left. All languages is written that way, all but the forbidden language, the condemned language, because this was the language of the ancient serpent people who had mixed a seed. This is the Martian. In mixing the seed, when it mutates, you have a stronger and a weaker. When you got a strong reptilian blood in you, you eat certain foods and you think a certain way. It can be breaded out and not enough breaded in where you become mild thinking, where you become what is known as a liberal, and you ain't got the old hard line. Well, then you liberal, you get liberal, then that's breeding the blood of the pure reptilian out of you. How you can tell, and Cohen and I did an extensive study of how you can tell the pure reptilian, according to the Jews, is that the young ones would have blonde hair and milky white skin, and the old ones would have silver hair and milky white skin. When you see this type of white person, like you've seen at the inauguration of Donald Trump, these are purebred. They are very close to the purebred because they have kept what we call blue blood, the purebred, in their families for thousands of years, especially everything in England. All your duchies and dukes and princes and kings and whatever is sisters and brothers and mothers and uncles and fathers' children, which is called a purebred. This is what they call the purebred. My daddy always asks you, what's your goddamn pedigree? What bloodline do you come from? Because you might not come from a bloodline where they got a lot of Mongols and Morons and a whole lot of damn thing in your family. But if you come from a pure bloodline, you have managed your bloodline to keep it pure by marriage. And if you trace the history of this subhuman being, that's his number one way of life. It's to keep it that way. And this is how in 2021 that you can tell the purebred, and the purebred, you see, is in control. We look on TV and we see that every European country, the purebred that's in control, look at his hair. Look how he looks. Look what color his hair is. Look how he looks. Look at all of them. That's European. Kim and China don't look that way. African leaders don't look that way. Only the Germanic tribes of people look that way. So you can see that the purebred that's coming out of this family is in complete control as we speak. And why are they in control? And why will they lose control? According to these same Jews, in a book that they wrote called Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, if you study that book and read it and understand it and read it over 100 times, read about it for 50 years like I have done, then you understand what they are saying in that book, which is, at one time that book was forbidden to have even in your possession. The one that I have, they burning the 1914 edition. Big Mama had it in her seated chest. This book, this little old pamphlet of the Protocol to Learn Out the 1914, where they burn all of them in Russia. I have the 1914. These people, according to them, is that the next time the Grand Sanhedrin meets will be 2089, that this seed, Magog and Gog, will be completely breaded out. I asked myself a question, is this book lying? And this book is not lying, because if we Google and ask what percentage of Russian, Germany, Great Britain, and America is purebred, look at the percent versus what it was in 1940 when Russia and Germany was fighting the war. How many purebred was there? They were almost 100% purebred. Now they less than 5%. So we can see by 2089, at that rate, that it won't be no more purebred. Meaning they said, they call them disagreeable spirits. That's what they write about. They tell you the whole story in the Bible. You can go into Deuteronomy, they got it in story form of when Moses went down into Shannon and he sent out spies, and the spies came back and they told him about the giants, and they had already knew the history of the giants with the story of David and Goliath. These are the descendants of the Germanic race of people. There's a good movie called The 13th Warrior. If you got Fire Stick, or if you got cable, look at that movie. That movie, they make movies of their history. They got movies of everything that I'm telling you about. They got movies made right now in 2021, and I looked at a whole lot of them since I've been retired. They got plenty, plenty movies of them, The Kingdom of Heaven, Saladin, all of them people that you don't know anything about. nothing about what you say you believe, because you have been put up in a system of subhuman beings. Your school system, your education that you hold to be true, that you base all of your decision-making on, was given to you by some people that don't look like you, and it's their way of thinking. It wasn't yours. Your mind had to realize that. Then you had to go back and say, well, how did I think? According to the Jews, if you're good at opposites, then you know what's right and what's wrong. It's opposite. He told you opposite. He told you that you was a subhuman being, got it in his constitution. And he's a subhuman being because we're reading his history. He wrote the worst thing in the world that a priest said when they invented the printing press was that you cannot write this history down and put it in a book. It will incriminate you. Well, this is 2021. They wrote the history down and put it in the book, and Ashkenazer is the reason that is in that book. Because if we Google what is the highest form of education that you can get, you will see it come under the heading of Judaism. Ask yourself another question. Why would a Christian Bible for Christians only, and you taught that this is the word of God, why would the first 39 books of that Bible be Judaism? Because the first 5 books is the Torah, and the other 30 books is the Tanakh. That's Judaism. Why was Judaism put in a Bible that the Christians use? The Old Testament. What reason would somebody do that? If they wasn't trying to hide something from somebody. And the only way that you could know that what they was hiding is that you had to belong to their society. And you weren't a member. And they didn't have that many members. So when you ask yourself these questions, you come up with the answers, then you understand what the Jews wrote about their cousins. He put and give you a story. He gave you a story of a man named Abraham. And he was first Abram. And so why was he first Abram? How did he become Abraham? Why would Abram, who was a Semitic, become a Hamite? Why would that be? How could that be? Yes, sir.
Now go ahead.
And so when we ask ourselves a question, I mean, according to what the Jews wrote, that Abra became Ham when he mixed his seed with a Hamite. So where is it in the Bible that Abraham mixed his seed with a Hamite? Well, it ain't never been taught to me and you, Brother Drew. But if we read the Bible, we'll see that Abraham married a Hamite that was named Keturah. They had five children. Now, that's very interesting, because the history of them, one of them children is very significant to some history that came across the water over here. This is what Ashkenazi wrote about his cousins. So when we ask ourselves, we have been taught by a subhuman, and he has conquered our minds. We have to realize this. You have to be able to realize that my mind has been conquered by a white man. I have a BA, a BS, a master, and a PhD in his knowledge. So what he said was correct. This is what your mind has got to realize. And you had to realize that everything that he taught you was the opposite. It wasn't the truth. It was his way of life. Remember how the Jews started that Bible off and said that according make damn sure of his way, his tribe, his family, and his tongue. See, all the Germanic race of people don't speak this tongue. You had to know which one speaks this tongue, this language. And how did they make this language the universal language of the world? See, because the people that speak this tongue is some hell of a warlords. That's what we know now, Brother Drew. That's how this language became the language worldwide that they do business in. Although it wasn't the most powerful damn country, but they were warlords. And according to protocol, it wasn't time. It wasn't time. It didn't become time in 1914. When they borrowed some money from Rothschild to fight World War I, Woodrow Wilson. So we telling their history, Brother Drew, in a story form. According to the Jews, according to their books. I'm reciting out of what they wrote down. I didn't say it. They said it. There's one goddamn thing about it, Brother Drew. They sure told the truth. You don't have to be no highly educated person to know the truth when you hear it, especially if you're looking at it. And this is 2021, according to his calendar. Thousands of years behind time. That's something else that you had to understand, that you ain't on the right time, and when you ain't on the right time, you off time. You ain't on the right beat. You ain't on the right frequency. your body is not operating on the right frequency. So how can your mind operate on the right frequency? How can you operate on the right frequency when you believe that your education that you got from a subhuman being is correct? Because you can't reach no higher than your teacher, and then you'll start calling yourself what your teacher that taught you, you take his history and his story. You'll say you him. You'll become a black African-American. You will become a Chinese-American, a Korean-American, a Greek-American, a Danish-American, a Russian-American, a German-American, a England-American, a Britain-American. You become Americanized. And when that happens, all your children that's been born has been born an American. And you lost your identity because you didn't know your history and teach it to your children. You look right there in front of your eyes and see a child that don't know what you call yourself when you was 5 years old. You can look at your five-year-old grandchild, and he don't know what you call yourself when you was 5 years old. Especially if you're looking at your great-great-grandchildren, Brother Drew. They 10 years old, and they don't know what you call yourself when you was 10 years old. Because you goddamn sure didn't call yourself no black African-American. Sure didn't call yourself that. Them were fighting words. So you can see how you can be genocide. It's very easy to see right now, Brother Drew, how you've been genocide. Very easy. You don't have to be no rocket scientist. All you have to do is sit down and discuss it, what most people don't want to be. You can look, and in this book, this Bible, Brother Drew, and it'll tell you that a house divided. Well, let's look. This is 2021, Brother Drew. Democratic and Republican Party, House divided. 45,000 different Christian denominations that teach Jesus different. A religion with a house divided. And then you get on the radio and hear black African Americans asking what's wrong. Over a religion that was given to them in 1870, 141 years ago. And then they call and they say, an American. Well, look at the American. The American is the Democratic and Republican Party. Shit, them white folks is divided. And here you go. Master, what we supposed to do? Who we don't like? Oh, Master, we don't like Trump. We don't like Trump. Oh, Master, we don't like Biden. Yeah, we don't like Biden. You him. You ask what's wrong. Blind man can see it. They put in your book called the Bible. Oh. How you would be. He give you some clues in there. This Jew told you, say, Envy not your oppressor to choose none of his ways. Put it in the book of Proverbs and taught you that the book of Proverbs was wisdom and knowledge. That's what he told you about the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, wisdom, knowledge. Read what it says in Proverbs. You'll have some knowledge. That's what the Jews said.
Yeah.
So Proverbs 3, verse 31 says, is it not your oppressor, choose none of his ways? And the book of Jeremiah, which was a preacher, the only preacher in the book, the preacher asked you, why do you believe in gods when it ain't no gods? That's Jeremiah 18. He asked the people. He's the only preacher in the Bible. The Jews had a unique way of coding this book, very unique way. As I get older, I understand it a little bit better, Brother Drew. They had a unique way. They had a very unique way. They said that Abraham would have a seed that come across the water. See, this book was wrote across the water in the Western Hemisphere, separated by the great waters from all the gods and all that bullshit that came across here starting in 935 A.D., October the 23rd, and they would have a national holiday, October the 23rd, celebrating an American holiday of Leif Erik the Red that you don't know a damn thing about. Go Google it. Google Leif Erik the Red Day and see why a certain group called the Americans celebrate that as a national holiday. You don't celebrate it. You're citizens of the United States. And America is different from you. So it's a secret society that celebrates this holiday, and you don't know a damn thing about, but they celebrate it to the maximum degree of celebration. But you don't celebrate it. But it's an American holiday, but you say you're a black American. You say you're a black African American. And so that's I find it very amazing. This book tells you about that. It tells you that Abraham, he became Ham then. That's when he become Ham in the Bible. We have a seed that come over here at a certain period in time. Now, did that happen? Yes, it did happen. It happened in 1555 with John Hopkins when he bought some Mennonites, which is very important to understand that Abraham, when he became Abraham, that means he had married a Hamite woman. They tell you that in the 25th chapter of Genesis. That he married this Hamite woman, and he had four children by her. And one of them was named Mendon, who was the Mennonite that came over here on this ship. They made a record up there. You know, white folks wrote this shit down. They wrote, my daddy always said, if you want to incriminate yourself, write some shit down. They wrote this down. They wrote it down, so they incriminated themselves, Brother Drew. And Ephraim, and the sons of Mendon was Ephraim, was the second born son of it. Now, if you trace this word, this is Africa. this word here is Africa, his people. Is the African. When you get to tracing this history in a chronological order, you trace it because you got to trace the history of all of these children by Keturah. And the word Keturah in the language means sweet smelling, Brother Drew. So old Abe found him a Hamite woman that was sweet smelling. Say, Sarah was sweet smelling like Keturah. So we can see that. So in tracing this history, and on November the 6th, from 1 to 3 o'clock, I'm going to get out the map and do a two-hour lecture on the pre-Adamites. Who are the pre-Adamites? The pre-Adamites is all of the people of color. This is the pre-Adamites. The subhuman is the Adamites. Out of the Adamites came a subhuman. When Adam was born, October the 9th, his birthday done passed, at 9 o'clock in the morning, 4004 B.C., we got a map of when Adam was born, and then we got another map with 250,000 years of history on it of the pre-Adamites, of the people that was here, the human beings, the colored people of color, that was here on the earth, and we spoke one language, the Yala Kodash, before these Adamites come into existence. Meaning before Mars invaded the northern hemisphere and produced a subhuman. You see, when Japheth's children was ran up in the Caucasus Mountain, it was people of color. Something happened up there. We never did know the story. All we had to do is go to the Jews. They'll tell you the story. The first black man that told the story was Malachi Yauch. Jews gave him the knowledge because he studied with them. We can get the same knowledge when we study with the Jews. So on November the 6th, Brother Drew, I want all y'all come out to there, bring your camera, your tape, and you can get, we're going to lay some history on some people that ain't never been told like this. And so any question that you want to ask, you can ask at that time, and we'll tell you what book to read and what knowledge to go through, or whatever question that you have. I don't think there's no question that you could ask me that I couldn't tell you and refer you to a book or tell you to go Google it. It's there. We'll tell you the answer. So I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah Aben Yah Ikah Kamayda Yah. Till next week, Brother Drew.